Mary Gordon's novels of the American Irish have all been about parents and children, class and gender, dependence and autonomy, religion and neurosis, greed and sacrifice. Her irony is modern. Her knowingness is 19th century, omniscient and almost, but not quite, disdainful. Her latest, The Other Side, is no exception. It's hard to think of a more accomplished novel in recent American fiction. It's also hard to imagine a sadder one. On a single day in August in 1985, in a house on Linden Street in Queens, New York, we meet four generations of McNamaras. We wear their skins and read their minds. Each is an hour on the family clock, fixed in place, absorbed in his or her minutes, going nowhere. The second hand ticks by, lingers, points, sweeps on, returns. This is the all-knowing novelist. Like Ellen, the grandmother, mad and dying. Like her daughter Teresa, soured by the church. Like her granddaughter Camilla, angry and sexually entranced. The novelist tells stories with a taste for condemnation like a taste for salt, in a prose that lashes like a whip, that cracks and stings. Stories of rage, dread, envy, impotence, bitter disappointment, incomprehension, and contempt. Why are the McNamaras, except for a single great-granddaughter, so unhappy? Maybe some of it's Ireland's fault. Anger drove Ellen from Ireland at the turn of the century. Scorn made her feel real to herself. Contempt assured her she drew breath. Ellen's grandson, Dan, studied primitive societies in college and loved in them what he had loved about his grandparents, the sense of keeping the thread you were born holding between your fingers, of not letting go. And yet he thinks that unhappiness was bred into the bone, a message in the blood, a code of weakness, the sickle cell anemia of the Irish. They had to thwart joy in their lives. Camilla tells her Jewish lover, God, it must be a burden being part of a superior culture. It's kind of a relief coming from a bunch of third-raters or self-destructors, flops. A nun tells Camilla, you're just like all the Irish. You like the idea of a thing better than the thing itself. You like standing for something better than being something. Certainly, on the other side, in America, they have experienced religious bigotry and class hatred. And there's always their own church, the tyranny of superstition, against which various McNamaras revolt in the radical politics of union organizing, civil rights, social work, pro bono law. But finally, family itself, a death in life of grudge-holding, of absent love, of grim secrets, closes on their hopes like a fist. Ellen's 88-year-old husband Vincent, who is to return to his dying wife on this August day, thinks families are terrible. Why they weren't what they were meant to be, what they could almost be so easily. He shuffles memory like a deck of cards. They could all say, now we will love each other, and our unhappiness will end. He is Ulysses, but a warrior returned from a nursing home to a Penelope gone mad, and his war was a marriage. The only generosity in this astonishing novel is not forgiveness. It is the generosity of understanding, of getting it right, of making us see ourselves and cringe. I'm Irish, and I know myself better now, and I'm not happy about it, not at all.